ABC Radio Australia.
Well, when Samoa's tourism authority decided to get on the front foot for when international borders eventually open, it came up with a cunning plan. Make a video that asked the most famous Samoan to come home, and that would be Sayuli Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Talofa Sayuli, Ama Yuso. We've been enjoying your Terramana tequila, and we'd love to share a glass with you, Uso. In the meantime, we're visiting some of the most beautiful sites that you might come and check out when you return home. Yo, Inga misses you.
Well, the 1.5 minute video speaks directly to The Rock, saying that everything is still the same. All his favourite spots are just waiting for him. Since its release a month ago, it's resulted in a bit of a social media storm, with the Samoan diaspora polarised because The Rock hasn't yet answered the call. Here's one post that sums up one of the views. For years, The Rock has used a Samoan identity as part of his star image in movies and public appearances, yet his island calls out for help. His response? Nada. I guess that cultural look doesn't translate to cultural values. That's one view. Here is the other view. He owes nothing to Samoa. He worked hard to earn his living and made Samoa well known in the world. I think we should be grateful for those who still carried our culture and make it well known to the world. Samoa didn't contribute to pay for his bills when he struggled. Stop with that mentality. That's wrong. Well, it just seems that you are either in one camp or the other. But one thing, though, the video is making waves. And was this the plan all along? I caught up with Samoa Tourism's chief executive, Fa'amatuainu Lenata'i Suifua, to find out.
Well, they call it the cheeky ad, but when you look at the ad, it's pretty much the totality of the ad is actually trying to spread the word about Samoa's offerings in terms of the beauty of our country, but at the same time trying to attach to your Terramana as well as Samoa's favorite son. If you look at The Rock's Instagram, it's roughly almost 50 million followers as well as Facebook. So to us, it's a reminder as well as informing the world that this is one of Samoa's favorite sons and everyone follows him. And some of his movies is actually portrayed his cultural identity, which is Samoa as well, especially his mother. Because the last time he was here was like, I think it was 10 years ago. So pretty much, during this time that we can't go overseas to do trade shows as well as some of the normal promotional stuff that we normally do. So in the meantime, social media is what we're doing at the moment. So when it comes to social media, Dwayne Johnson is the man. So we just tag along.
And, well, how has it gone? Have you managed to get a lot of views and piggyback on the Rock's fame?
We've expected some of the feedback, some of the concerns raised, but some of them were actually mentioned that they were actually promoting alcohol. But if you look at the ads, it doesn't actually promote Terramana. In terms of the Rock reply, we haven't yet. We're pretty much sure he's actually busy at the moment. So in due time, we've seen that his mom actually likes the share, as well as some of the key agencies in terms of marketing the Pacific, as well as some of Samoan's famous sports people. So pretty much maybe soon. To us, it's actually achieved 30-40% in terms of spread. Everyone's sharing, everyone's talking about it. And some of the medias in Australia, in New Zealand, Australia, American Samoa, around the Pacific, actually, for example, the New Zealand Herald, as well as some of the front pages, some of the papers. So pretty much it's actually caught the attention because of The Rock. But at the same time, we've got a free in terms of promotion for us. If we get The Rock, that's another bonus for us.
And just in terms of the feedback, because it really is polarized, you've got people saying, leave The Rock alone. He has really put Samoa on the map. And then you've got others who are saying, well, he's used to Samoan culture. He owes us. Were you expecting that at all?
Well, during when we actually brainstormed the idea, those feedbacks would definitely come along. And that's why we actually put out the ad. It's not begging, but it's actually an invitation. If he ever comes to Samoa, here are the sites. And so far, some of the feedbacks that we've seen already in terms of people actually having a debate if rocks or Samoa, anything, well, we won't go there. he's already done a lot for Sambo in terms of putting us again in Hollywood, as well as some of his a lot of the stuff that he does is actually based in Samoa. And pretty much you're a fan of his movies. If he shares the video, that will be a bonus for us. But so far, in terms of that, everyone's actually been spending a lot of time with the social media, following some of the other superstars. They actually been staying at home. There's been a lot of closure in terms of international border. So there's a hike in terms of people actually going through social media, following up the news and everything. So for us, the timing in terms of the lockdown, as well as the internet usage, the spread of social media. So for us, it's good for us. But during the consultations, during the our team brainstorming, we would actually, some of them raised the concern that we might be borderline trying to promote the alcohol. But for us, if you look at it, it's something that actually targets the Rock's audience's attention. But at the same time, not only looking at that, but actually bringing along what Sambo can offer to the world.
Mm. And just in terms of tourism at the moment, because it's been just over a year now since, borders have been closed, Samoa relies so much on tourism. How are people coping?
I think Samoa's case is quite similar to all our neighbouring countries, such as Fiji, Cook Islands, Tonga, to name a few. But for us, it's the opportunity cost. If we wait until the borders open and restart, that would be quite costly for us, especially for an industry that actually employs more than 5,000 people in terms of employment, not only in terms of the hotels, the restaurants, the car rentals, the tour operators, down to the village communities that actually have the attraction sites. So for us, during the downtime, during the lockdown, it's a matter of us, what can we do? So we have the domestic market at the moment. So that's the only one that we're trying to actually push. That's the only hope at the moment. So, but at the meantime, we're not letting go of our awareness as well as our promotions overseas, especially in New Zealand and Australia. So that's why we're actually maintaining our social media presence, as well as upgrading some of the key attraction sites over here. And also, this is part of the recovery and preparation. Once border actually reopens, then it's actually a transition period rather than restarting. But if you look at the cost of actually stopping everything and then restart later, then we look at the amount of cost in terms of rehiring, as well as the retraining, and also in terms of the maintenance. So for us, some of the hotels are actually closed down due to the fact that they want to minimize their costs. But the bulk of the industry in terms of the other big hotels are still open. They're still open for the local ones, for the local market, as well as some of them been used for the repatriation flights. So roughly 60%, 70% are still open.
Charlie, brother, your father is my mother's cousin. We would love for you to be here and hang out with us.
Sayuli, we're waiting for you. We're really looking forward to the day we get to welcome you and your family to a safe and beautiful Samoa.
You can do a little search in Samoa Tourism and watch that video. It is a lot of fun. And I was speaking to Samoa Tourism's Chief Executive, Mataainu Lenata'i Suifua there. Now, we did reach out to The Rock. We got through to his publicity team, and they've said it is looks like a really fun video. And they just said at the moment, just because of Sayuli Dwayne, The Rock Johnson's schedule, they can't get him in for an interview, but they will keep in touch in case things change.